USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. California has certified the results of its presidential election, pushing Joe Biden over the threshold of 270 Electoral College votes to win the presidency. Secretary of State Alex Padilla announced the certification Friday. The states meet on December 14th to officially cast their electoral votes. Results of the Electoral College vote are brought before Congress in early January. President-elect Biden spoke about the fallout of the coronavirus at a press conference in Delaware on Friday.
To truly end this crisis, Congress is going to need to fund more testing, as well as a more equitable and free distribution of the vaccine. We're going to need more economic relief to bridge through 2021 until this pandemic and economic crisis are over.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence met with the CDC in Atlanta to discuss the state of the vaccines. The FDA could grant emergency authorization on December 17th. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic about a deal being reached on a stimulus bill.
Excited about the prospect that there's a bipartisan bill. Because I told members, I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation. They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that this is a dream come true.
The government also runs out of money next week, and Pelosi vowed to keep the government open. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More than 100,000 Americans are hospitalized with the virus, which is an all-time high. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is averaging more than 200,000 new cases and 1,800 deaths every day. Arizona reporting 5,000 new cases for the second straight day on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
November's jobs report brought word of a fifth straight monthly slowdown. 245,000 jobs were added in the U.S., the fewest since April. The unemployment rate fell by 0.2% to 6.7% as many folks gave up looking for work and are no longer counted as unemployed. President-elect Joe Biden reacting to the news.
We remain in the midst of one of the worst economic and job crises in modern history. But it doesn't have to stay that way. If we act now, we can begin to regain momentum and start to build back a better future. There's no time to lose. Millions of people have lost their jobs or had their hours slashed. They've lost their health insurance or are in danger of losing their health insurance. One in every six renters is behind in rent.
The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all set records Friday. The Dow was up 248 points to cross 30,000. The S&P 500 up 32 points to just shy of 3,700. And the NASDAQ up 87 to 12,464. A win for President Trump in a federal appeals court. The administration has been given the green light to divert funding from the military to build a border wall. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 on Friday that El Paso County and the nonprofit Border Network for Human Rights did not have the standing to go against the Trump administration's plan to divert $3.6 billion. The ruling overturns a decision in the lower court. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.